This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. While crafting a farm bill, lawmakers are tasked with trying to determine funding priorities while trying to spend responsibly. All of this while calls for more funding for almost every area of the farm bill grows louder. Up next, we will hear from U.S. Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley about trying to spend responsibly while accounting for all sectors of the farm bill.
Let's Talk isn't just an invitation, it's how we do business. Our experts at FS AgriFinance believe that a meaningful conversation is the best way to help our customers reach their financial goals. We'll show you how to use financing as a risk management tool to help spread your costs and manage your cash flow. We know agriculture and are focused on what's ahead to make sure you're ready for it. Talk with your FS AgriFinance specialist at your local FS member company today. FS, bringing you what's next.
The current farm bill debate is not easy to navigate. How do you determine which areas of the bill need more funding and how much funding should be allocated to each portion of the bill? Senator Chuck Grassley says the policy priorities of the bill are the most important things to determine first.
I think you have to bull ahead, write the farm bill policy, put in what you think are reasonable numbers, and if they're too high, you'll have to dial them back once a top line comes down.
Grassley was asked during his weekly conference call with ag broadcasters and reporters about Ag Secretary Vilsack's recent comments regarding the need to rebuild the rural middle class and help middle-sized farms to succeed through climate-smart commodities.
Well, at least what he said about the big farmer having the capability of withstanding any shock, whether it's natural disaster or politics or international trade or war, all those things and more affect the farmer that he doesn't have any control over. That's the basis for my proceeding to have a payment cap and targeting towards some medium and small farmers. So I consider his statement very positive towards what I'm trying to accomplish with payment limitations. Beyond that, it's hard for me to interpret exactly what sort of policies he was promoting with the rest of his statement. But we should have a farm safety net, but that shouldn't be a hammock for the biggest producers.
For this story and all of our daily news stories, visit iowaagnet.com. For Agribusiness Matters, I'm Mark Magnuson.